B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A family in Salinas, California might be ready to deliver a tongue lashing to the prowler that their security camera caught licking their doorbell for 3 hours.
I saw this.
Did you see the video? It is. I thought of you immediately.
The guy is just licking it, and for 3 hours.
Yeah.
How does he have a tongue left?
I don't know.
But he's just there, like he's basically Frenching the I guess it's a Ring doorbell,
yep,
or whatever. But they have, and he's right up close to it, and it's disgusting.
Sylvia Dungan said over the weekend that security system alerted the family to strange movement in the early morning. She said, "I thought, boy, there's a lot of traffic. I go 5 in the morning. My son doesn't get home till 6 a.m. Well, then who the heck is that?" Well, she was even more shocked when she watched the video, hours of a male trespasser licking the doorbell. And she said, "I thought, oh boy, that is just weird."
I mean, after a while, wouldn't you get bored and maybe finger the mailbox?
Something. The tongue-wagging trespasser didn't stop there. Police said that he also was caught on video appearing to urinate on the front lawn. So he did.
He did something. He had a couple things.
Police said the suspect, Roberto Daniel Arroyo, could face misdemeanor charges for petty theft and prowling.
I want to hear the explanation.
As of Tuesday afternoon, though, he remained at large. Dugan said that there was no physical damage to her home, but her family spent the rest of the weekend sanitizing the doorbell.
I hate him.
Look at his face.
What is he doing?
And he's clearly aware that he is being caught on camera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how he gets off.
Let's see if there's a follow-up.
Yeah.
3 hours!
Mm-hmm. A jogger in Oakland fended off a dog attack only to be tackled and bitten on the arm by the dog's owner. Man bites dog. This is man bites man. The dog owner, 19-year-old Alma Catawalder, was arrested Friday, a day after the attack, as police sought the public's help in tracking her down. The incident occurred when the woman jogger defended herself from an attacking dog with pepper spray. When the jogger later returned to the location of the attack, Cadwalder, who owns two dogs, allegedly tackled and punched her multiple times. And when the jogger tried to get away, Cadwalder allegedly bit her forearm, leaving a bloody bite mark and significant wounds. I mean, it's nasty. And it's not clear which dog it attacked her earlier. Based on the severity of the crime, police had asked the public's help in locating the suspect and posted photos of the victim.
They say the dog reversed and started pulling on her choker, trying to get her off him.
Had taken of her walking away with the dogs.
Man.
Cadwalder was arrested Friday after a judge issued a warrant for her arrest.
Who's worse, the doorbell licker or this girl, Kathy?
the door licker?
Yeah, door licker wins, huh?
Pollyanna Viana weighs about 115 pounds. She's also a UFC fighter with a 10-2 MMA record, with many of her wins coming via painful submissions. A would-be mugger in Rio de Janeiro recently and clearly wasn't aware of the latter when he thought that a woman of Viana's stature made a proper target for a robbery. Viana said that a man with a cardboard cutout shaped like a gun attempted to steal her phone on a Rio street Saturday night. The man's decision resulted in a police escort to the emergency room for him. She said that he initially asked for the time before declaring that he had a gun and demanded her cell phone. She said, "He was really close to me, so I thought if it is a gun, he's not going to have time to draw it. So I stood up, I threw 2 punches and a kick. He fell, then I caught him in a rear naked choke. Then I sat him down in the same place where we were before, and I said, now we're going to wait for the police."
Kathy, look at the picture.
Oh, the guy was beat bloody.
Beat the crap out of him.
The rear naked choke is a popular finishing move for her, resulting in a pair of her professional submission victories. Viana shared images of her bloodied and battered would-be assailant and his fake gun. She said by the time that she was done with him, he was asking for the police. She said, "I was fine because he didn't even react after. Since he took the punches very quickly, I think he was scared, so he didn't react anymore. He told me to let him go, and I just... I just asked for the time," is what he said. And I said, "Ask for the time, my ass," because he knew that I was very angry. I said that I wouldn't let go and that I was going to call the police. He said, "Call the police." And because he was scared he was going to get beat up more, I did call the police.
This guy looks like he was hit by a car.
Yeah. Yep,
absolutely. An intoxicated woman had to be restrained by police at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport on Sunday after screaming at a JetBlue employee.
What a nightmare this woman is.
And threatening that she had a gun. Yeah, we watched the video of her. It was posted on Instagram by a guy named Dre London. He wrote, while in Fort Lauderdale Airport, everyone remained calm apart from this woman who went crazy on JetBlue staff. Called him a rapist and said she had a gun.
A rapist?
A rapist.
Oh, she's screaming
and
at
she's
him.
Hoisted herself up on the counter like yeah. she's oh. leaning over the counter.
Was this over?
Well, I'll explain. So the now viral video shows the unidentified woman having a complete meltdown at the counter, yelling at an employee. It was believed that she was one of the passengers whose flights were delayed by 10 hours due to technical issues and was waiting for another plane. However, JetBlue says that the woman was scheduled for a flight that did not have any major delays, but was denied boarding because she was drunk.
Oh.
So they weren't going to let her on the plane because she had over-imbibed.
Could you imagine if this was happening while they were in flight?
The situation escalated when the woman climbed onto the counter and screamed to the male JetBlue employees, rapist. She also reported a claim that she was homeless and threatened that she had a gun on her as well.
So she was doing all the things they recommend you do.
A second video shows police surrounding the woman, who is now in handcuffs. It's not known if she was arrested, but London writes that the police put an end to the chaos.
Man, that JetBlue employee held his ground. I mean, he reacted calmly.
Yep.
Who was that travel expert we had that recommended? First you claim that they're rapists, and then you say you have a gun.
That was right. The travel detective.
Yeah, travel detective.
Or a bomb.
And then, finally, experts have said doctors must use capital letters when writing prescriptions after a woman was mistakenly given erectile dysfunction cream for a dry eye.
Oh, boy.
The unnamed patient from Glasgow, Scotland, had to be treated in hospital after she was given the wrong medication due to a mix-up. She suffered with blurred vision, a swollen eyelid, and redness and discomfort immediately after putting the cream in her eye.
My eyes are still dry and I have a boner.
On attending the emergency department of Glasgow Hospital, the patient was found to have conjunctivitis and a defect on her cornea. However, the erectile dysfunction cream that was dispensed to her had a similar name, Vitaros.
Vitaros.
Now, the eye lubricant she was actually prescribed is Vitapose.
Uh-oh.
Eye doctors from Glasgow's Tennant Institute of Ophthalmology who treated the woman have now written an article on the case.
My man in the boat is standing up in the boat.
The woman responded well to treatment with topical antibiotics, steroids, and lubricants. However, the clinicians noted that although the chemical injury to her eye was resolved in a few days, she continued to suffer pain in her eye. And a painful erection.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Her eyes were engorged.
Following the incident, she required treatment with injections, eye drops, and lubricants to help protect her. So they're asking that they write more legibly. Sorry.
She looked like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, oh my God.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Helium and hydrogen are not two elements you want to mix up.
No.
Four people were left injured in West India after balloons allegedly filled with ultra-flammable hydrogen exploded.
Oh, man.
In footage, a woman can be seen holding several red balloons in a bustling market. Suddenly, the whole area is filled with a burst of light, followed by a fiery inferno as people scramble to get away from the outburst. The severity of the injuries caused by the fire is not currently known. Police are now investigating whether the balloons were filled with hydrogen instead of helium. Vendors sometimes use hydrogen instead of helium since it is much cheaper and easily available.
But really stop and think about it. Did they really save that much on the Hindenburg?
Yeah. The gas possesses the highest rating of 4 on the flammability scale because only a small amount is needed to cause an explosion. The incident comes almost 2 years after 15 people were injured by exploding balloons filled with acetylene at a public event in northern India.
Oh, my God.
There were thought to have been around 150 balloons with a smaller amount igniting at first before setting the others off. The 5 teachers and 10 students holding them were briefly engulfed in flames before running off in fright. All of them were taken to the hospital, but fortunately managed to escape the ordeal with only minor burns.
They said because of this, they canceled the nitroglycerin fight that was scheduled for later on.
Good idea. A patron was arrested after causing a disturbance at a Florida cafe when she was served a Philly cheesesteak sandwich which was on a sesame seed bun. According to investigators, Joseph Lagana was collared yesterday at the Gun Highway Flea Market in Odessa. As detailed in a complaint affidavit, Lagana began a verbal altercation with a cashier after getting a sesame seed bun on a cheesesteak.
What now, the hell is this?
Lagana ordered the cheesesteak from Missy May's Cafe inside of the flea market. Cops say that Lagana, who is a Southern California native, argued with the cashier. He engaged in an altercation with a male who did not wish to press charges for battery, the police said. When sheriff's deputies questioned Lagana, they said he was being loud and argumentative to multiple patrons at the flea market. Lagana, who appeared heavily intoxicated, evidenced by slurred speech and loss of fine motor skills, was arrested for disorderly intoxication.
Who goes to the flea market and gets tanked up?
Lagana's rap sheet includes a multitude of arrests for crimes like battery, burglary, criminal mischief, marijuana possession, probation violation, and grand theft as well. But it was the cheesesteak that pushed him over the edge, apparently.
I've had enough!
And he's not even from this area. A couple racked up more than a $10,000 bill at a Florida Keys hotel and then left. Lee Rowe and Ashley Rowe were arrested Saturday on charges of failing to pay $10,155 hotel tab at the Hampton Inn.
They must have been in the presidential suite.
Stayed for 6 months?
Yeah.
Jesus. The sheriff's office said that the couple stayed at the Hampton Inn on 5 separate occasions from October through December. The hotel manager said that the Rowes didn't have to provide a credit card initially because they checked in through the hotel's reward program. Manager stated guests who are part of the program did not have to initially provide credit card information when they checked into the hotel and are only required to show photo ID. However, the couple later provided a credit card, which authorities said was stolen. The Rowes were arrested again.
That's illegal.
At home and charged with grand theft of at least $10,000. Wow. A group of, this is a sad story, backcountry skiers caught in an avalanche last weekend, leaving one dead, were actually taking part in an avalanche safety course with the Silverton Avalanche School. In all, six people were caught in an avalanche on Saturday.
So this is an avalanche safety course and they get trapped.
Yeah, one member, Peter Marshall, was buried under at least 8 feet of snow.
Jeez.
The group was able to dig Marshall out, but attempts to revive him on the scene were unsuccessful. His death marked the first avalanche fatality this winter in Colorado. The group was on a recreational level 2 American Institute of Avalanche Research and Education avalanche course, which is geared for advanced backcountry recreationalists. The school posted that this is the first avalanche fatality since the school began operations in 1962.
You ever see them drop the dynamite out of the helicopter in order to cause the the avalanches? It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to manage it.
Right.
They basically, some places have a permanent mortar systems set up because they have issues every single year.
Right. And they fire them into the mountainsides.
Yeah. An avalanche triggered by a group set off a second avalanche catching Marshall in its path. He was at about 13,000 feet in elevation. The rest of the group made its way to U.S. Highway 550 with the help of emergency rescue personnel. So that's sad news. All right. We'll end with a lighter story than that. Hang on a second. All right. Let's go to this one. Sure.
Do it.
A Randy man had to undergo emergency surgery after his wife shoved a bulky can of Glade air freshener up his butt during a steamy sex session.
Oh, my God. A can of Glade air freshener?
Those are huge.
Man, I've only been able to do a Red Bull.
The unnamed gent who was rushed to the Francisco Hospital. That's fun to say.
That's fun to say.
Especially with a can of aerosol up your butt.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
And in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic for the operation, a crack team of medics retrieved the spray can from his rear after the grueling two-hour procedure.
As he was sitting there, Preston, they pushed down on the top of his head and the spray came out of his mouth.
The man's wife claimed that she put the Glade product there at his request during a wild night of passionate lovemaking. A hospital spokesperson told local media that the man is stable and recovering after the incident. The statement also said that similar cases are not uncommon and typically involve sex toys and bottles of various sizes.
Man, I could really go for a Glade.
They added that people have also been admitted with wooden and plastic objects as well as vegetables.
At a certain point, I mean, how does something of this size not cause a hemorrhage?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.